On the next Family Matters, we'll be discussing how to prevent teens from sexting, so you won't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We recently received a question from a concerned parent who is worried about teen sexting. She asked, "What are some of the things I can do to discourage my teen from engaging in sexting? I've become increasingly worried as I've read about the rise in this kind of activity among kids. I'm also aware that the consequences can be extremely serious. At the same time, I'm not sure that there's anything I can do to prevent it. What do you think?" It's easy these days for parents to feel overwhelmed by technological innovations that have placed kids increasingly at risk. But in spite of the many and ever-changing challenges, we still think there's a great deal you can do to protect them and to help them to navigate the dangers of online technology. Let's take a look at some practical strategies you might be able to implement. The first is the simplest. Don't give your teen a cell phone with a camera. We realize that kids are concerned about fitting in and being cool. We're also aware that many parents are afraid of depriving their children the latest and greatest mobile device. We don't believe that every child needs a state-of-the-art smartphone, at least not until they have reached the level of maturity and responsibility required to use them. Second, develop responsibility by providing phone privileges on the basis of proven maturity. Help your child to feel more grown up by guiding her step by step through the stages of social, personal, and sexual self-awareness and self-control. Ask yourself, is my child ready to use a tool like this? Third, be aware of the motivations and deeper psychological factors that lead kids to get involved in sexting. Sit down and talk with your child. Be aware of the pressures that could be driving her to do things she might prefer not to do. Peer expectations, for example, or self-esteem issues, or threats from bullies or requests from aggressive boyfriends. Ask her, are there healthier ways of satisfying your curiosity about the sexual side of life? Fourth, state your expectations clearly. Draw up a set of rules for phone and computer use. Reserve the right to monitor calls and review text messages. Let your teen know that you will not tolerate secrets, that everything relating to phone use will be kept open and above board. Make it clear that random spot checks can be expected. Most importantly, establish and make perfectly clear what the consequences will be for violations of the rules, and follow through when infringements occur. Fifth, warn your child in no uncertain terms about the dangers of sexting. Make the discussion part of a larger, comprehensive conversation about sex, sexual attitudes, sexual morality, dating, and the consequences of premarital sexual activity. Point out that there are serious emotional, psychological, and spiritual risks associated with this kind of counterfeit intimacy. Remind them that digital images don't go away once they're out there. There are a number of ways that sexually explicit photos can be captured, stored, and shared, and probably will be. Sixth, know the warning signs. As a parent, you have a responsibility to keep tabs on your child's online activities and cyber behavior. Here are a few indicators that you may have a problem on your hands. Your child spends large amounts of time online or on the phone, especially at night. You find pornography on your child's computer or suggestive photos on her phone. She receives phone calls or text messages from people you don't know. She receives mail, gifts, or packages from someone you don't know. She turns the computer monitor off quickly or changes the screen when you enter the room. She becomes withdrawn from the family. She is using an online account belonging to someone else. If you think it would be helpful to discuss your concerns with a member of our Focus on the Family's counseling department, please feel free to call them on 031 716 3300. They'll be pleased to assist you in any way they can. A final thought, you are responsible for the sexual education and development of your child, so don't turn a blind eye. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.